People across the globe are listening very carefully to what the World Health Organization has to say about the pandemic. That's partly why a recent interview with a WHO official got a lot of attention, and not in a good way. Here's Kyle Vass with that story.
The interview was with the WHO's Bruce Aylward and Radio Television Hong Kong. It was on video chat, of course, and things really went off the rails when the reporter asked Aylward about Taiwan. The Chinese-speaking island is just off the coast of mainland China. It's been very successful at containing the coronavirus, but Taiwan is not recognized by the World Health Organization, which becomes clear in the interview.
Would the WHO consider Taiwan's membership?
The silence you're hearing now is Aylward staring blankly at Yvonne Tong, the reporter, on a laptop screen.
Hello?
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, let me repeat the question.
No, that's okay. Let's move to another one then.
Right, because I'm actually curious on talking about Taiwan as well, on Taiwan's case.
So why would an official with the WHO appear to hang up on a reporter? The short answer is global politics. Practically speaking, Taiwan functions as an independent democratic country. It also gets lots of U.S. military aid. But China considers the island to be a rogue province and an integral part of China. Full stop.
I'm Vincent Chow. I'm the head of the political division at TechRow, which is Taiwan's representative office here in the United States.
If Vincent Chow came from a different part of the world, his title would be ambassador. But because the U.S. has had a one-China policy going back to the 1970s, Chow is not recognized as such in Washington.
Since the 1990s, Taiwan has made a transition to a free and open democracy. And we're seen as one of Asia's freest economies. We top rankings for human rights and press freedoms. We have a robust party system. So there has been a change, but this hasn't been reflected in our international status. And this is why we continue to have a representative office here instead of an embassy.
And for the same reason, the WHO does not recognize Taiwan because it would jeopardize the world body's relationship with China. But that also means that the WHO cannot benefit from lessons learned in Taiwan since the COVID-19 outbreak. Taiwan and China are only about an hour away by plane, but only 10 people have died in Taiwan from COVID-19. A teacher in Taipei named Sybil Lin tells me that the government has been taking this pandemic very seriously.
Every day they have the press conference. So every day they tell us like how we need to do, even how we get the mask. So how we can go to convenience store to get mask or clinic. Right now, even we can go online and register, and then we go to 7-Eleven convenience store to get the mask.
Things are a little scary, she tells me, but mostly she feels safe right now, like things are under control. Vincent Chow says that Taiwan has responded to the pandemic without resorting to the kinds of draconian measures that the government has used in the People's Republic.
We can deal with this successfully, but we can do it through transparency, through democratic accountability, through public support for tough decisions. This Taiwan model poses such a threat to this Chinese narrative.
Chow says he saw the interview with the WHO's Bruce Aylward and says he wasn't surprised.
As a Taiwanese citizen, these things happen on a daily basis. And as a diplomat serving my country abroad, these things happen on an hourly basis. I mean, even that John Hopkins coronavirus tracking map, for example, briefly changed Taiwan to Taipei and environs.
Taipei and environs?
That's right. That is the usage that the WHO uses.
Despite not having a seat at the WHO's table, Taiwan has signed agreements with other countries seeking help in battling the coronavirus, including the U.S. The government in Taipei also just announced it's donating 2 million surgical masks to this country. For The World, I'm Kyle Vass.